at 7:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yes, I've reached a point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard a band called The Fugitives and Wonder of Wonders. They weren't a garage band from post-1964, and from 1960 on the RV label, a self-titled track, an eponymous track called Fugitive. Before that, Real Minx with a previously unreleased track that found its way onto the compilation, All Right, This Time Just the Girls, Volume 2. Came out in 2006 on Sympathy for the Record Industry. The name of the track is called Heather Hot Wheels. For that, by request for Richard from Winthrop, Willie Alexander and the Boom Boom Band from the album Meanwhile Back in the States and Mass Ave. Came out in 1978 on MCA. And we kicked it off with the Sonics from 1965 on the Etiquette label. Nighttime is the Right Time. They actually played it off the vinyl reissue. Came out in 1998 on Norton! Anyway, we'll get back into it. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. Wish you walking down the street. You ought to see my crazy Daisy when she's a walking down the street. She's the kind of chick that never can, yeah, want to be.
Two girls for every boy. I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we come. You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we come. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I want.
My sign, holding hands in the sand, getting wet, getting tired. This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Buddy, can you spare This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. The station wants you to know that the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. The actual number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, zero. This is a published service announcement from WMFO in Medford. Yes. All your cannabinoids here. Anyway, let me tell you, I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard a band called the Key Men from 1958 on the ABC Paramount label, and got Stockerzagen or something like that. I don't know, but that's what it was. And before that, Tom Jones channeling Bing Crosby from 1970 from the album I Who Have Nothing. And Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? An appropriate track. Yes, me. Came out in 1970 in the Parrot label. Before that, the Waikikis and Tahiti Tamare came out on Cap in 1961. Before that, the Bold, they Gotta Get Some. I got the compilation, Garage Beat 66, Volume 2. It was originally released on the Cameo label in 1966. This is an often compiled tune, so you can probably find it somewhere. Jan and Dean with this week's song that everybody knows, Surf City, from the album of the same name, came out in 1963 on the Liberty label. And Doug Somm, before he started this, Sir Douglas Quintet, Doug Somm and the Pharaohs did Crazy Daisy. Track was originally released on the Warrior label in 1958 after compilation Dateless Night, one of those numerous Buffalo Bop compilations. 855-915 WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And as always, you can always relive the horror by downloading the archive to the Desperate Hours. And if you like the Desperate Hours page, I do print the playlist. The playlists are available on Spinatron, as are all WMFO shows. So check it out. The Rock and Roll Rumble started this week at Once Ballroom. I went to opening night. Father-daughter bonding evening. And she was filming this as part of the press. The evil press. But she's actually photographing it. Anyway. Got about 36 minutes to go. Let me find some stuff to entertain you lugs. These are the Desperate Hours.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
We'll be right back. Picking girls up in a women's clothing store is one of the boldest pickups because you go straight to where the girls are. The smartest guys use the prince who is all thumbs approach. Charming, but simultaneously a little helpless. After all, a prince knows how to shop for his own clothes, but when it comes to getting a gift for his sister or aunt in a women's department, he needs a little help. And girls love to help a just slightly helpless prince. It gives them a good feeling about themselves, because it's a woman's instinct to help a man and make him happy, whether it's shopping or, as you know, in bed. In Boston, Frank really hit the jackpot. Frank himself had put on some sharp sport clothes, because you can't operate in a clothing store looking like a bum, since the girls in stores are all very clothes conscious. Listen how Frank, a prince who's all thumbs, takes his time, letting his natural friendliness and sincerity do the trick for him.
Excuse me, but I need a little help.
I'm sorry, I don't work here.
Oh, I could tell that by the way you dress, but that's why I think you could really help me.
I think you really need a salesperson. There's one right over there.
Now, this chick isn't making it easy for Frank, but he plays it slow and easy. He hasn't even thrown her the bait yet. Now he turns on some of the prince's charm.
But that sales lady obviously doesn't have your good taste. I can tell that by the way you're dressed. If she helps me pick out a birthday present for my sister will hate it.
Oh, you're getting a present for your sister?
Suddenly, a little interest from the chick. Like any girl, she loves presents. Most girls even like to pick them out for people they don't even know. And this girl is no exception.
Yeah, it's my sister's 21st birthday, and I want to get her something just right. But she has the same look you do. You know, the same nice figure, the same dramatic-looking, classy clothes.
Oh, thank you.
But when I look at these blouses on the rack, I can't imagine what they'd look like on her.
It does take some practice to be able to tell.
Now she's warming up a little to our prince. She's sympathetic. He's alternating charm with being all thumbs, and the combination seems to be working. Listen.
What size is your sister?
That's another thing. I'm not really sure. Wait. She's about your size, maybe an inch shorter. What size do you wear?
An 8, but these blouses are all small, medium, and large, so she's probably a medium, like me.
Oh, brother, I'll never find what I need. Even if I get the right size, how will I know what it'll look like on her? I really want to get her something nice, too. It's such a special day for her.
Well, I'm sure you'll find something.
Frank realizes he has to turn on a little more charm, or this college chick isn't going to help him. He's been playing things a little too helpless, so he throws her a timely compliment.
I know. I'll just get her a blouse like the one you have on. It looks terrific and fits so well. My sister has the same kind of courage you do. That blouse will look almost as good on her as it does on you. Did you get it here?
This is just an old rag.
Old rag, my foot. It's a knockout. Where can I get one?
Well, you can't now. It's from last season.
And what am I going to do?
Now Frank's at the crucial point, but his timing has been nearly flawless. He hasn't pushed, but he's set her up with those compliments about her figure, and she's warmed up to him. He remembers that girls can't resist being helpful. Listen to how he handles it.
Say, if I pick out a couple of blouses I like, would you try them on and then I can see how they look? Oh, we'll only take a minute and I could choose the right one for my sister.
Well, I was 21 myself a month ago. I know how important that birthday is.
Only 21. You look much older, more sophisticated than my sister. Would you try these two?
Okay, why not? I'd like to help. I'll change in the dressing room and be right back.
Of course, this chick has no way of knowing that Frank's just picked out the two sexiest blouses. And he's not thinking about anybody's sister anymore. In fact, Frank hasn't even got a sister. First, the chick comes out in the skin-tight print blouse. Frank stays calm and pretends to study the look of the blouse. Then she goes back into the dressing room to change into the second blouse, a see-through. When she comes out this time, she's not wearing a bra. Frank can't believe it.
That's the one. That's a terrific-looking blouse. You look terrific in it. You've got a dynamite figure.
Well, thank you. You really make me feel pretty.
Hear that? She says he makes her feel pretty. And it's true. Girls like to be told they're pretty, even if they already know it. She likes Frank because he notices her good points and compliments her. While she changes back into her own clothes, he buys the blouse. Then he makes his pitch for a date.
I'm really grateful for your help. I never could have found the right one without you.
I enjoyed helping you. Your sister's lucky to have such a thoughtful brother.
Say, I'd like to thank you somehow. How about joining me for a quick drink across the street?
Well, I haven't found a blouse for myself yet.
Well, we'll just have a quick one, then we'll come right back.
Okay, that'd be nice.
But Frank has more in mind for this swinger than just a drink.
Thanks for the drink, Frank. I've enjoyed talking, but now I've got to get back before the store closes and get my own blouse.
You've already got it.
What do you mean?
This one. The one I bought. It's yours. I bought it for you because you look so great, man.
But, well, what about your sister's present?
I'll get another one for her tomorrow. Maybe you can help. But now, wouldn't you like to have some dinner?
Wow! You're some operator. I'd love to have dinner with you.
He did it. She's delighted with the blouse and impressed with Frank's technique. He really surprised her there at the end, but now she has an even better surprise for him.
Before we eat, though, I want to visit the ladies' room and put on my new blouse. For you, Frank.
So what are you doing sitting home listening to this record when you could be scoring like Frank at your local department store? Try being a prince who's all thumbs. Your princess is just waiting.
Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Oh yeah, let me tell you what I just played. Heard a band called the Nomads and a track called Coolsville. Before that, if I possibly offended anybody who was listening, certainly didn't mean to. It's one of those picking up girls made easy. It was a companion record to a book And it had to have been written by some dude who lived in his mother's basement. Yeah, you know, like that works. It works in your fantasies, maybe. But anyway, yeah, that was the women's clothing store pickup. It was released on the Symphony Press in 1975. I want to thank, I remember the book, because I was one of those guys who lived in his mother's basement. Anyway, before that, the Runarounds did I Can't Take You Back. I got off a compilation, No, 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 which came out on Cheap Cheap, which is part of Arf Arf. It was originally released on the Manel label in 1966. Before that, another band called the Sonics, but they were American teenagers going to a school, an American school in Thailand. They must have been Air Force brats or whatever. A self-release that came out in 1965. And You Don't Hear Me. I got off the compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 7 and 8, came out last year on Crypt. Before that, the Buccaneers did You're Never Gonna Love Me Anymore. Originally released on the Amigo label, 1966. I got off the compilation, Pebbles Volume 9. And then we kicked it off with Jimmy Ruffin. And I've passed this way before, 1966, on the Soul label. Okay. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This time.
Request for Somerville. We'll be right back.
I carry a badge. Dum, dum, dum. My name's Friday. I carry a badge. Dum, dum, dum.
Story is true.
You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda, couldas, and never worries from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m. each and every Thursday evening. Oh, yeah. I have a listener here, I guess. There we go. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set. I just heard by request for Somerville, a kid I grew up with, and the Outer Noise and Dragnet 88. I got that off the Best of the Outer Noise. For that, Bobby Wood did This Time. Came out in 1964 amongst all the flotsam and jetsam from the British invasion on the Joy label. Anyway, that was just a two-song set because one of the songs was 7 minutes. I'll leave you off with some traveling music. I don't know who's here subbing. All right. Anyway, my name is Alice. It was a pleasure. It was mine. Be talking at you next week. Take care.